여호와
아사 좌야 거라 수로자 아타하 아탕고 딕슈 브람한 아마타 이자야테 옥션이 메 목담 나테 스마르시 바크라 자타 바루탐 카슈토 아니도 어르티 암파르타 이샤 니빔 여사트와야 카르 Saroja hata patango. Dikshu brahman brahmata e jayate kshani me.
Dikshu brahman
brahmata e jayate kshani me. Muktam nate smarasi vakra jata barutam. Kashtoni lo harati lampata esha nivim.
Kashtoni lo harati lampata esha nivim.
Yau sao tvaya kara saroja hata patango.
Yau sao tvaya kara saroja hata patango.
Tikshu brahman pramata e jayate kshanime.
Tikshu brahman.
Muktam nate smarasi vakra chata varutam.
Muktam nate smarasi vakra
chata varutam. Kashto nilo harati lampata esha nivim.
Kashto nilo harati lampata esha nivim. Yo swatayam karasararu hata vartango.
Yosotaya
yosotaya
mata patango
Kipsu brahmana brahmata ijati sirimi
Kipsu brahman brahmata ijayate kshanime
Muktam nati sarani prakajata varutam
Muktam nati smarasi vakrajata varutam
Kastu nalo
Kashto nilo harati lampate esha nivim.
Yosau tvaya kara saroja hata patango. Dikshu brahman brahmata ijayate sinim.
Dikshu brahman brahmata ijayate shanime.
Muktam nata te smarasi vakra jata varutam.
Muktam nata smarasi vakra jata varutam.
Kashto nilo harati lampata isenime.
Kashto nilo harati lampata ishanime. Yosotvaya kara saroja hata patango Dikshu brahman brahmata e jayate kshanime Muktam nate smarasi vakra jata varutam Nilo harati lampata esha nivim. Yosau tvaya kara saroja hata patango. Dikshu brahman brahmata ijayate kshanime.
Muktam nate smarasi vakra jata varutam.
Mudam nate smarasi vakrajatava dutam. Kastoni lo harati lampate shamirim. Yo so kaya kala saroja hata katango. Tishu brahman brahmate e jayate kshanine. Murmutam na te smarasi vakrajatava dutam. Pashto nilo harati lampate e shamibim.
Sattvaya kara saroja hata patango.
Yo sattvaya kara saroja hata patango.
Uksu brahman brahmata jayate akshine.
Tikshu brahman brahmate e jayate kshanine.
Muktam na te smarasi vakrajata varutam.
Muktam na te smarasi vakrajata varutam. Kasto nilo harati lampata e shahilim. And cell phone checklist. Make sure all the cell phones are off.
Cell phones.
Oh. Did you want to chant? Yaha.
Yaha.
Which?
Which?
Aso.
Aso.
That.
That.
Twaya.
Twaya.
By you.
By you.
Kara Saroja.
Kara Saroja.
With the lotus palm.
With the lotus palm.
Ataha.
Ataha.
Struck.
Struck.
Patangaha.
Patangaha.
The ball. Dikshu, in all directions. Brahman, moving. Brahmataha,
restless.
Ejayate,
disturbs.
Akshani,
eyes.
Me, of me.
Muktam,
scattered.
Na,
not. Te, your. Smanasi, are you mindful of? Vakra, curling. Jata, of hair. Varutam, bunches. Kashtaha, giving trouble. Anilaha, wind. Horati, takes away. Lampataha, like a man attached to two women. Eshaha,
this.
Nivim, lower garment. My mind is already restless. And by playing with a ball, moving it all about with your lotus-like palm, you are also agitating my eyes. Your curling black hair is now scattered, but you are not attentive to arranging it. Are you not going to arrange it? Like a man attached to women, the most cunning wind is trying to take off your lower garment. Are you not mindful of it? Now why are these children playing here? Why should they not play outside? They're not going to sit and listen to a lecturer. purport. The girl, Purvachiti, was playing with a ball in her hand, and the ball seemed like nothing but another lotus flower captured by her lotus-like palm. Because of her movements, her hair was loose and the belt holding her cloth was giving way, as if the cunning wind were trying to make her naked. Yet she paid no attention to arranging her hair or fixing her dress. As Agnitra tried to see the girl's naked beauty, his eyes were very agitated by her movements. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Niditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Bhagavatam Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitamshta Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tabdakam Shanagaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Holi Priye Vanshako Patarubhyascha Kripasindho Pyayevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yo so toya Karasaro jahata patango Dikshu brahman brahmata ejayate kshanime Muktam nate smarasi vakra jata varutam Kashto nilo varati lampata eshanivim. The description continues here. Of how description continues of how Maharaj Agnitra is enchanted by the Apsara Purvachiti. He's enchanted by her beautiful physical features, and that's described in these verses. Material nature has worked in such a way that woman is the attracting principle for man, or male is the attractive principle for female. In the lower species, the same principle holds true. So
So the man is attracted by the beautiful face of the woman, by her hair, by her body, by her movements. Tadasya harati prajnam vairagyavikalpasi. These features carry away the man's mind and his intelligence, so that he becomes, and they say in French, enchanté. He becomes enchanted by the beautiful woman, as if under a spell. He becomes enchanted. This is nature's arrangement. The woman attracts the man acts aggressively toward the woman. They become united, and children are born, and things go on. So, but one is warned that this is the attraction of Maya. It's interesting to note that the woman is described in beautiful poetic language. Your hand is like a lotus flower, and so on. This tends to be the subject matter for poetry. Poets are very much taken up with describing the beauty of the woman they love or some other woman. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is that? Sundanam najanam sundurim kavitam jagadisha kamam. He prays to Krishna, my dear Lord, I don't want wealth, I don't want followers. Or sundarim kavita. Sundari kavita means either a poetic woman or the kind of woman who's described in beautiful poetry. Krishna is known as uttama shloka, the person who's described by the most perfect transcendental poetic verses. And the mundane reflection of that is that the material form of the woman is described in mundane poetic verses. Apart from that, here it's described that she was playing with a ball which seems like another lotus flower. And so he was attracted by her movements. This is another feature of feminine attraction, the way she moves. And in the modern times especially, there are arrangements for sports in which women are moving, playing tennis or playing volleyball or playing in some other way. And ostensibly, superficially, one is watching the competition, but actually the men who are watching the physical features of the woman. Whether on television or personally they're seeing. That's the actual subject matter, and the rest is an excuse. In a higher, more refined artistic circles, the same thing goes on. The woman is dancing, or the woman is a subject matter for an artistic painting. And one is appreciating art. But finally it comes down to seeing the body of an attractive woman. There are so many. In Paris, Prabhupada saw there was one boulevard, and there were so so many artistic statues lining the boulevard, each one of a woman half-dressed, you know, half-draped with flowing garments, but half-dressed. And this is the subject matter for art. Srila Prabhupada said if she'd been a real woman, she would have been arrested. But anyway, this is taken as a subject matter for art. The same thing, the attractive beauty of the woman. So this, of course, this attraction is constructed by, or fabricated by, material nature. The ingredients of that beauty are flesh, blood, bones, air, intestines, and so on. But somehow, by nature's arrangement, it's made to look very beautiful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the mind is such that even when I see a mannequin, a doll of a woman, as shown in storefront windows, my mind becomes agitated. The doll is also, it's just a piece of wood. It's nothing. Nobody would get very excited about a piece of wood. But when it's formed, when it's carved, or these days plastic is blown into the form of a woman, and her eyebrows are painted, and some hair is put on the doll, and some attractive clothing, then the man's mind becomes agitated, even by seeing the doll, and he starts to think of sex enjoyment. Sarvan Partha Manogatam. This is all fabricated by the mind. After all, it's just a piece of wood. But the mind supplies the rest. The mind concocts something about enjoyment. And so the piece of wood turns into a subject matter for exciting thoughts about sex. And what to speak of the so-called real woman. The doll, the real woman is also not real. It's some, Prabhupada said, if you, there's a little, thin little layer of skin, if you were to strip off that layer of skin, the thing would be horrible to see. But with that little layer of skin over the internal ingredients, and then some painting and so on, the woman becomes very attractive. So this is the power of material nature, that she attracts the mind of the man, and the man becomes entangled in material existence. Pumsastriya maitini pavameta tayor mito kriya grantamahu itagriha kshetra sudapta vittai janasya mohavayam aham mahameti. The man is attracted to woman, woman is attracted to man, and this forms the basic principle of material existence. When they actually get together, then a strong knot is formed in the heart. We'll find that later in this chapter. And then they want a home, some land, and they're busy with pleasing the relatives and having children. And all of this needs money, so everyone is preoccupied with money. Shanasya Mahoyam Amameti. In this way, one becomes bewildered, thinking of I and mine. So this sex impulse is very strong, and therefore two recommendations are given. One recommendation is that everyone should get married, because the impulse, the tendency is to be attracted by every woman. Every woman is in some way fascinating. So the tendency is to be attracted to every woman. But the civilized life means regulating that tendency. All right, be attracted to one woman. Limit the field. Just to make everything stable for spiritual progress. All right, one man, one woman, and stick to that. If possible, no woman. Brahmacharya. That's still better, and one can avoid so much entanglement. Otherwise, one woman. That will limit the entanglement. And matravat paradareshu. And every other woman one should see to be like one's mother. Then there'll be no. Otherwise, the tendency is to see every other woman and start imagining how she could be enjoyable. But that simply agitates mind. So, matravat paradareshu. Woman's business, after all, is to give affection. The women supply, what women supply to this world is affection. So they're affectionate to their fathers, they're affectionate to their husbands, they're affectionate to their children. So affection between man and woman should be limited to husband and wife. Otherwise, it should be like the affection between son and mother, or mother and son. Then there's no entanglement. The woman is like my mother, that's all. Then the woman is respected also. In the modern age especially, women are complaining that everyone is exploiting us, everyone is treating us as an object of sex. So that's very, it's true, the complaint is true. Of course it's true, and it's, at the same time, the woman dresses like a great prostitute and does everything to attract men in general, and then when the men are attracted and become aggressive, then she complains that men treat me like a sex object, they don't respect me. So from the woman's side, she should be chaste. The beauty of the woman is for her husband, not for general gawking, general display. The Prabhupada mentioned that his own mother wouldn't go outside even to accept an invitation next door, except in a palanquin that was covered, carried by four men, and covered in such a way that no one would see. Now, of course, everybody's on display. But in the Vedic culture, the women don't mix freely with the men for being admired for their physical beauty and for playing games. So the women should be chaste. They should dress modestly. They should act with reserve. And the men should be respectful. That all the women except my wife are like my mother. Then society can function with some calm and stability. And then also we get good parents for getting good children. The mother is chaste, the husband also is self-controlled, father is self-controlled, mother is chaste. And then you get good children. Otherwise, everyone's playing around, playing the field, and so many unwanted, illegitimate children are born. So many things. So the first thing is that there should be marriage, and there should be, on the part of the women, chastity, on the part of the men, respect. And the other thing is that one should be more attracted to Krishna. The god of sex is Cupid, Madan. But Krishna is called Madan Mohan, the enchanter of Cupid. Cupid shoots his arrow and enchants everyone. But Krishna enchants the mind of Cupid. Not only one Cupid, but thousands of Cupids. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. Krishna is more beautiful. Cupid is supposed to be very beautiful. But Krishna is more attractive than millions of Cupids. Therefore, he's called Madan Mohan. So the business of human life is to be attracted to Madan Mohan. Jayatam sudito pangor mama mandam adergati matsarva shapadam bodo bojo radha madana mohana. Krishna is standing with Srimati Radharani, and they're called Radha Madana Mohana. From our side, we're very fallen, cripple-minded, mandamata. Our minds are very slow for self-realization, and we don't know the actual goal of life. And therefore, we're attracted by the illusory energy in the form of woman, in the form of so many things. But if one becomes more when one becomes more enchanted by Krishna, then he's not attracted by Maya. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Vayandakar Yaha Krishna Taha Maya Naya Ikar. Krishna is like the sun, and Maya is like darkness. And where the sun is present, the darkness is automatically driven out. Vimunacharya says that since I've been attracted by the ever-new beauty of Krishna, Yadabari Mama Krishna Chait Padaravinde, Nava-nava rasa. Since I've been attracted by the rasa of Krishna's the beauty of Krishna's lotus feet. Tadavadi. Whenever I think of enjoyment with a woman, Nari Patasmarane Samyamane, then my mouth just turns and I want to spit. Srimunacharya was a great king, and then he became a great devotee. A king, of course, has so many opportunities for enjoyment. So many women are there at his beck and call. So Jumunacharya might have had such opportunities, or certainly he would have seen so many beautiful women, dancing girls, what have you. But he said that since I've been attracted by the beauty of the lotus feet of Krishna, now just the thought of sex life is so nasty. It seems so nasty that I don't even want to think about it. How is it possible? The poets are writing beautiful verses about it, how the woman is like a goddess, how her face is like the moon. And Jumunacharya says, I want to spit just thinking about it. It's possible because he's gotten attracted to the reality, and so the reflection of reality is no longer attractive. Rasavarjam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. When one gets a superior taste, then automatically the inferior taste is driven out. Just like before coming to the Krishna consciousness movement, we may have eaten so many things. People eat so many things. But now, when we think about those things, we don't think, oh, I could go back and eat that. It smells so good. We think, ugh, how horrible. Why? We were attracted to that. We were paying money for that. We were looking forward. When is dinner? When am I going to get this nice thing to eat? And now when we think about it, ugh, we don't want to go near it. How is it possible? It's possible only because we have a superior taste. Since the superior taste is there, we're no longer interested in the inferior taste. We just want even the fruits and vegetables, if they're not offered to Krishna, are not attractive. We want Krishna prasada. So as the devotee advances in Krishna consciousness, the sex attraction becomes like that also. The same thing that he was dreaming about, the same thing that he was paying money for, or either directly by paying some woman or indirectly by buying presents for her or buying something to please her. Same thing that he was endeavoring for and looking to for happiness. Now that same thing becomes horrible. Because he has something better. So, even in married life, the person in married life also doesn't think, when's my next opportunity? When's my next opportunity? Every night. The attraction is there, that's expected. But because he has a higher attraction, so then he's able to control this attraction for sex enjoyment, even within married life. He knows that the goal of life is not to try to enjoy the senses, whether by sex or by any other means. The senses will not be satisfied anyway, and I'll simply become entangled. So even the sex life should be limited to the business of getting children for the service of Krishna. And otherwise, husband and wife should serve as companions in the work of spreading Krishna consciousness or serving Krishna in some way. That's the superior method. Not that everything, my husband is for my enjoyment, my wife is for my enjoyment. But, all right, we have some enjoyable companionship, but the real enjoyment is service to Krishna. That makes life successful. And in practical form, the deity is there to attract us, and the holy name of Krishna is there to attract us. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chaitadarpanamarjanam. The more we absorb ourselves in the kirtan and the sound of the holy name of Krishna, the more we become free from all material attractions. Hare Krishna. Are there some questions? Any? Yes.
According to the text, it said, my mind is already restless, and by playing with the ball, moving it about with your lotus like hand, you are also agitating my eyes. Your curly black hair is now scattered, but you are not attentive to arrange it. And you are you going to arrange it like a man attacked to a woman? The most cunning wind is trying to take off your lower garment. Are you not mindful of it? Who was the speaker and who was the
speaker? It's Maharaj Agnidra. Maharaj Agnidra was a king, and he went for austerities. But if I recall, Lord Brahma wanted him to get married, and so he sent this beautiful woman, Purvachiti, to attract him. Was that your question answered?
Maharaj, when the jivasu or the jiva is entangled in any form, whether by sense gratification or is completely entangled, what is the best way of coming out of this entanglement?
Best way of coming out of entanglement is by Krishna Kirtan. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, chant Hare Krishna.
The reason is the person has been entangled in a way that is not even attracted. The holy name is not attracted to devotees, the Vaishnavas.
And what can be done? He's not attracted to the holy name, he's not attracted to Vaishnavas, he's not attracted to philosophy, he's not attracted to prasad. What can be done?
So how best can the Vaishnavas have city festival?
What can you do? These are what we have to offer. Please take the holy name, please take these books, please take prasada. In some way or other, we try to attract them. But what else can we... What can we say? We give them something beautiful to see, beautiful art. We give them something beautiful to hear, the give them something very pleasing to eat, give them nice philosophy, nice subject matters to hear, good association, friendly devotees, nice flowers, offer to Krishna, everything. And still, if he's not affected, what can we do? Still, we may try to engage him in some service. Could you do this for me? Could you do that for me? Even though he's not attracted in any other way, the devotee still looks for some way to try to bring him toward Krishna. But it's easier if he's attracted, when someone's attracted to the chanting, someone's attracted to prasada. My godbrother Ravindra Sroop Prabhu told me that there was a traveling party called Radha Damodar Party, led by His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. And they would have a festival. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, during the festival, would go around talking to the people who'd been attracted to attend. And he said that his opening line would be, "How do you like the food?" And if the person said, "Great," then Tamal Krishna Maharaj would talk with him. And if the person said, "Eh," then Tamal Krishna Maharaj would go on to the next person. And Ravindra Sarup Prabhu said, "Anyway, there was some man, and I went up to him and I said, 'How do you like the food?' And he said, 'Well,' so then I started talking with him about the philosophy. And after talking with him for so long, the person finally wasn't interested. So we look to see that a person is interested in some way. He's attracted to the prasadam, he's attracted to the books, he's attracted to the deities, he's attracted to the association of devotees. Then it's much easier for him. If someone automatically likes the kirtan or likes the prasadam, then it's easier for him to make further progress. But still, even if someone's not attracted, then we look for some way or other to capture him. The devotee's always thinking, how could I capture their attention? Prabhupada one time made a proposal that we should start a daily newspaper because people are so addicted to reading the newspaper. Prabhupada said, but we should start a daily newspaper and have one column about Krishna consciousness so that by their attraction to the newspaper, still they would read about Krishna. The devotee is always thinking of some way how to bring these people to Krishna. Yes?
Based on Prabhu's question, I also want to go a little further. In case the personality is talking about is who is entangled, is closely.
First, I'm talking about?
What I'm saying that. Based on what he said.
Yeah, I got that.
If the person, if the soul who is entangled in the material world is closely related to you, in an example like your child, can you adopt a reasonable force, I would say a reasonable force to let him take, is it advisable?
Can you use force with your child to make the child Krishna conscious? Is that the question?
Yes.
Of course, with children, force is used. But just like the child wants to go running across the street, we use force. No, you can't run across the street because we know the child will be in danger. Or the child wants to eat something harmful, and we're very strong. No, you can't eat that. No. Or if we're more clever, then we say, no, don't eat this. Here's this. And we give them something nice. So, best thing is by attraction. You don't want that. Take this. This is better. So that it becomes very pleasing. And by our own example, we should be very always engaged in Krishna conscious. Because children are great imitators, and children are great critics also.
So what they see their parents doing, they also do. The father is bowing down, mother is bowing down, child also bows down. Or the father is saying, bow down. But the child is a critic. He said, but you don't bow down. Children are intelligent in that way. You shouldn't eat this, but you eat it. So, first thing is, by their good example, the parents should always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious activities, so that the child will automatically want to follow. That's the best thing. And be kept in good association, not mingling with those who are materialistic. Kept in the association of devotee children. That will be the best thing. And then by use of attraction, always some attractive proposition to engage the child in Krishna consciousness. And discipline, also. Chanakya Pandit says that till a child is 5, he's like an animal, just let him do what he wants. Not tear up the world, but more or less give him freedom. But when he becomes 5, then father should be very stern with him. No nonsense. So that he's disciplined. You have to, the way an animal also is disciplined. So one should be very strong with the child. Not permissive, do whatever you want. Very strong. And then when the child becomes again, what is it, 15? One should become his friend. Because at that age now, if you try discipline, it's not going to work. So then one should be very friendly toward him. This is the advice of Chanakya Pandit. Of course, raising children is outside the area of my expertise. But you can consult those who may have some expertise. But these are the instructions we've heard.
Further, if you should live with, as being described by Chanakya, that after 15, a child should not be resort to that kind of harsh discipline, where you know that there will be a rebel, so you should be a friend to him. Mm-hmm. But if your child lives with you, and a child of above 15 lives with you and will not want to eat with, they say, I'm a Vaishnava, my child don't want to take what I take, my prasadam, everything, and want to eat Uga and the gospel. Should I continue to give my money to...
You don't have to finance it. The child wants materialistic life. You have no obligation to finance his materialistic life. He wants to smoke, he wants to drink, he wants to go to the movies, he wants to eat anything and everything. And you have to pay for it? No. For Krishna's service, you're ready to, you know, you'll spend $1,000 to send him to Mayapur or whatever. But for sense enjoyment, why should you waste your money? Why should you invest in giving him something that's going to hurt him? When he was a little child, if he wanted to eat a doorknob, it's not that you would supply the doorknob so he could eat. If he wanted to eat something harmful, it's not that you would supply it because he was asking for it. Why should you supply it now? Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I believe in Europe and maybe America, a child above 30 should no more stay with spirit.
No more?
A child above 30 years old should no more stay with the parents.
No more?
Stay with the parents.
A child above 30 no longer stays with the parents?
Yeah, either he goes to
Typically when they're 16 or 18, they don't stay with their parents. But it depends. These days, with the economy being difficult, sometimes children stay with their parents just for economic reasons. But in general, in Kali Yuga, the families are not very much cohesive. Even what to speak of 30 and the child doesn't stay with the parents. By the time the parents are 30, half the time they're not staying with one another either. But, no, please don't shoot photos now. Please do not shoot photos now. Please do not shoot photos now. This is not the time for photography. In Kali Yuga, that cow was saying, cow and bull were discussing. Are you unhappy because in this age, the families don't live together? But that's a symptom of Kali Yuga. As soon as the children are a little bit older, they immediately go elsewhere. Or even before the children are grow up, the parents divorce, and the child goes from one to the other, or lives with one parent, or they're abandoned and they live with someone else. The best thing is that the child should go to the Gurukul. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanta Gurorita. Be trained in the spiritual science. One of my godbrothers, whose son is in the Gurukul, told me that if the child lives with me, then I have to discipline him, and then he becomes very antagonistic toward me. But when he's disciplined in the Gurukul, then he becomes my friend. It works better. Is that all right? Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.